from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief for July 16th. It's Jessica, July 16th. 10 stories from overnight. Sourcing first, take second. Let's get into it. First, from MedPage Today, Public Health. Sam Neill's cause of death. RFK Jr.'s polio shot plan. Female hair loss pill. MedPage Today. Note that some links may require registration or subscription. Sam Neill's cause of death was pneumonia, his agent said. The Jurassic Park actor had been in remission from his rare lymphoma following CAR T-cell therapy. Next. Second, from The Wrap. Sam Neill's cause of death revealed as Rep Slam's falsehoods about his passing. Okay, so you know how sometimes news gets a little muddled? Well, there was some confusion around Sam Neill's passing, and his representative stepped in to set the record straight. It turns out he died from pneumonia. Before he got sick with that, he had actually been through a really tough battle with lymphoma. He fought it hard and thankfully beat it thanks to a new treatment. So, while he was dealing with some health issues, the pneumonia was the direct cause. His family is planning a private memorial on his farm in New Zealand, which sounds really fitting for him. They're asking for privacy right now, which is totally understandable during such a difficult time. There were some reports out there that weren't quite accurate, and his rep wanted to make sure fans knew the real story. It's good that they're clarifying things, especially for people who admired him so much. He had such an incredible career, right? From Jurassic Park to so many other amazing films and shows. He's survived by his children and grandchildren, and it's just a big loss for everyone who knew him and his work. Up next. Third, from Consequence, Sam Neill's cause of death revealed. Sam Neill passed away on Monday at 78 after a tough fight with pneumonia. His manager confirmed the news, noting that the actor's health had taken a turn for the worse in the final weeks. Earlier this year, Sam had shared that he'd beaten stage 3 blood cancer, announcing in April that he was officially cancer-free. He'd kept busy on set throughout treatment, showing the same grit that made him a favorite in the Jurassic Park movies. Even with his health challenges, he stayed active in the industry, and there are a few projects slated to roll out after his passing. Those films will serve as a reminder of his enduring talent and the energy he brought to every role. It's a big loss for the film community and for anyone who grew up watching his work, but his legacy lives on in the stories he helped tell and the memories he left behind. And then, fourth, from The Hill. New York Times files motion to quash subpoenas following Air Force One coverage. So, I just got done reading about this. The New York Times has filed a motion to quash subpoenas from the Trump administration. The administration had issued these subpoenas after a report from the Times about the new Air Force One, which apparently they're not happy about. The Times is arguing that the subpoenas are abusive and an overreach of executive power. They're claiming that the administration is trying to intimidate them into revealing sources. This is all happening because the report included details about the plane's interior, which the administration had hoped to keep under wraps. Next, fifth, from the Hindu Top. New York Times files motion to quash subpoenas served on journalists over Air Force One coverage. The New York Times has filed a motion to quash subpoenas that the Justice Department served on journalists who reported on security concerns involving the new Qatari-gifted Air Force One, teeing up a significant court fight over press freedom and the government's ability to force reporters to identify sources. Up next. Sixth, from The Guardian, U.S. New York Times files motion to quash Justice Department's subpoenas. Journalists who had reported on security concerns around the new Air Force One, a gift from Qatar, received summons. The New York Times on Wednesday filed a motion to quash subpoenas the Justice Department served journalists who reported on security concerns involving the new Qatari-gifted Air Force One, teeing up a significant court fight over press freedom and the government's ability to force reporters to identify sources. As we set out in our motion, these subpoenas are brought in bad faith to punish the Times for its coverage. And then, seventh, from Independent, New York Times files motion to quash subpoenas served on journalists over Air Force One coverage. Hey, so you know how the government sometimes tries to get reporters to spill on their sources? Well, the New York Times is pushing back hard. They just filed a motion to quash these subpoenas the Justice Department sent out to journalists who were reporting on those security concerns with the new Air Force One, the one Qatar gifted us. This is shaping up to be a pretty big deal for press freedom, honestly. The core of it is that the government wants to know who gave these reporters information about potential vulnerabilities. The Times is arguing, and I think it's a really strong point, that forcing their journalists to reveal their sources would essentially chill reporting. If sources can't trust that their anonymity will be protected, they're not going to come forward with important information, especially when it comes to national security or, you know, the plane the president flies on. This isn't just about this one instance either. It's about setting a precedent. If the government can easily subpoena reporters and force them to reveal sources in cases like this, it could make it a lot harder for journalists to do their jobs effectively in the future. It's a real balancing act between the government's need to investigate and the public's right to know, and the press's ability to report that information without fear. The Times is really standing up for that. Next. Eighth, from TechCrunch Startups. Inside Ode with Anthropic, the startup betting AI services are the future of enterprise. Ode is a new joint venture that's trying to prove a handful of engineers can do the work of an entire consulting army. Backed by Anthropic, Blackstone, Hellman & Friedman, Goldman Sachs, and a few other heavyweight investors, the company embeds its engineers directly inside enterprise teams. The idea is simple. Instead of sending a big consulting firm to diagnose and advise, Ode places a small, forward-deployed squad that builds and runs AI tools on the spot, turning theory into production much faster. The founders, Chris Taylor and Eddie Siegel, came out of a startup called Fractional AI, where they already experimented with giving companies on-demand AI talent. At Ode, they've taken that playbook and scaled it up, offering a mix of prompt engineering, model fine-tuning, data pipelines, and ongoing support. Clients get a dedicated team that works like an internal department, but without the long hiring cycles or the overhead of a full-time staff. What makes the model attractive to investors is the belief that AI adoption is still bottlenecked by talent scarcity. By providing a plug-and-play engineering layer, Ode aims to accelerate the ROI on AI projects and reduce the need for costly multi-month consulting engagements. The backing from Anthropic also gives them access to cutting-edge language models, which they can tailor for each client's specific use case. In the podcast interview, Taylor and Siegel emphasized that the goal isn't just to deliver models, but to embed a culture of AI fluency within the organization. They see their engineers as both builders and teachers, helping teams learn how to iterate on AI solutions long after the Ode squad moves on. If the approach works, it could reshape how enterprises think about AI talent, shifting from a one-off consulting gig to an ongoing in-house capability powered by a lean expert team. Up next, ninth, from TechCrunch AI. Inside Ode with Anthropic, the startup betting AI services are the future of enterprise. Can a handful of engineers really do the work of an army of consultants? That's the bet behind Ode with Anthropic, the joint venture dedicated to embedding forward-deployed engineers in enterprise firms backed by Anthropic, Blackstone, Hellman & Friedman, Goldman Sachs, and others. On this episode of TechCrunch's Equity Podcast, Rebecca Bellin sits down with Ode's leaders, Chris Taylor and Eddie Siegel, who founded Fractional AI. And then, 10th, from TechCrunch. Inside Ode with Anthropic, the startup betting AI services are the future of enterprise. Can a handful of engineers really do the work of an army of consultants? That's the bet behind Ode with Anthropic, the joint venture dedicated to embedding forward-deployed engineers in enterprise firms, backed by Anthropic, Blackstone, Hellman & Friedman, Goldman Sachs, and others. On this episode of TechCrunch's Equity Podcast, Rebecca Bellin sits down with Ode's leaders, Chris Taylor and Eddie Siegel, who founded Fractional AI. That's the day. Back at the desk tomorrow. What to watch is in your subscribe link. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.